Jim Hughes is on the line with us now. Jim, please save us here. Good morning.
Well, I can see you guys have drank. You guys have a lot of coffee this morning.
Right now, we're helping your son's decision. You know what, son? Maybe hang in Michigan. That morning show on the Canucks radio station is out of control.
I thought I drank a lot of coffee. I've been to Starbucks already and Panera Bread.
That's next level already this morning.
We were up at 4:15. I dropped Quinn off at the airport at 5 a.m. And I'm en route from Detroit to Buffalo, New York, to watch the O-1s Americans try to. We got about 12 kids trying to make the Ivan Hlinka U.S. team.
Jack's playing in that.
Jack is up in Toronto. Jack is up in Toronto training with the people that he's been training with the last 4 or 5 years. So,
Jim, we had Quinn on earlier this week, which was great, and so many people excited to see him skate. We played a clip from Jim Benning after the draft on Friday earlier in our show, where it said, "Hey, we're going to have to get together with everybody this week, have a conversation." Has that conversation taken place already with Quinn, with Michigan, and with the Canucks, or where does that sit right now for your son?
No, there hasn't been any discussions as of yet, and we haven't expected anything. I know those guys they go from the draft, and then they're very busy, obviously, with the free agent market, and they're trying to find pieces, the correct pieces for their team, and I'm sure it's a very hectic week. And then, you know, they move into the development camp week. So they've got a lot on their plate. Quinn will arrive with the other players, and then they'll get to know, you know, Quinn a little bit more, and they can watch him a bit, and then I'm sure there'll be some sort of a discussion, I would imagine, 7 to 10 days from now.
Jim Hughes with us here on Sportsnet 650. Jim, you know, if there was ever a time for this organization in terms of prospect development, I think most of the fans here, when you talk to them here now, they want to see this team get it right. And I think Jim Benning and the Canucks would have had the ultimate hall pass with Quinn to say, hey, you know what? We're going to let him develop for another year or two. And when he's ready, he's going to be exactly what this organization needs. But Jim Benning even suggested in multiple interviews over the weekend, I think based on what Quinn showed at the Worlds, he kind of hinted he could be ready to go this fall. Do you believe that he could step into the NHL right now?
Well, it's obviously very close to home. I mean, I read, I see, I hear things about Quinn and Jack, but we're just parents, and, you know, we're just trying to move the kids along in the right direction. But to answer your question, do I think Quinn is close? Yes, I do. I was over in Denmark for the month. I got an opportunity to watch him in 9 of the 10 games. And Jim and the staff will decide if it's right for Quinn and if it's right for the team. And if they believe it's a good fit, then I guess we'll proceed forward. We're obviously crystal clear, and we've been very upfront with Michigan, and we always will be. And there may be a decision that has to be made at some point, but right now it's let's just see how the development camp goes, and, you know, Jim and his staff can sort of get a chance to, as I said, to get a chance to know Quinn a little bit more, and then we'll see where it goes. But I do think that he had a really good, strong year, and, you know, it topped off with the World Championships. It was an amazing experience for him to be with NHL coaches. The players were fantastic with him. The Chris Kreiders and the Caners and the Brinkett and, you know, you can go on and on. Dylan Larkin was his roommate. And so I think he learned an awful lot during that month. And, again, to answer your question, I think he's close. And we'll see where it goes.
Jim, you've been around the game of hockey a long time, and you've transferred over from scout to agent. Quinn says he's going to talk to everybody. He's lucky he's got a hockey dad who knows the game inside out. When he says he's got to talk to Michigan, he's got to talk to the Canucks, he's got to talk to the agents. But what about dad? How important will he? How much will he lean on you, knowing that you know the game of hockey the way you do?
Well, he will lean on his mom and dad for sure. But he has a mind of his own, and you know, we've taught our kids, and Quinn is running his own business right now, and you know, we've got to listen to him too, and we've got to hear what he has to say. You know, he had a hard decision to make when he was 14 with the OHL and, you know, U.S. college hockey and the program. And he knew where we stood, and he kind of mapped it out with the direction of his parents. Well, that was, you know, that was 3+ years ago. And now we've got to listen to what Quinn and his appetite and see what his needs are and see what he wants to do. Hopefully he has two great options. We already know he loves the University of Michigan. He loves the coaching staff and he loves his teammates. So worst case scenario, he goes back and has another great year at the University of Michigan, and we proceed forward from there. Let's see how July plays out, and maybe there'll be another opportunity. And you know, do I think he's close? Yes. The skating, the hockey sense. I know people have talked about his size, but you know, he has great leverage with his stick. He has great body position, his angles, his body between the net and the man, his positioning, his patience, and again, his sense. So in a lot of ways, I think his defensive game is just as good, if not as strong, as his offensive ability. So let's just see where it goes. You know, I think Quinn is prepared for whichever direction he's told to go.
We are speaking with Jim Hughes, the father of Quinn Hughes, of Jack, of Luke. Could be the first family of American hockey as they continue to roll along. Jim, we have so many listeners right now in the car, and the discussion always is about hockey parents. Man, you guys are a hockey family. Your wife played for the U.S. team. Your kids have had such success, and you, it has been your life. And there's always that discussion of, is there too much hockey? Is it 12 months? Do parents have their kids in absolutely every skating school they can get them in and make sure they're always on the ice? Fascinating when we talked to Quinn earlier this week that he really got enthusiastic when he started talking A, fantasy football, and then B, how much he loves to get on the basketball court at Michigan and play for a couple of hours, and he talked about his basketball game. Where do you sit with these three young men who, you know what, if everything goes out, may make a living playing this game, as to not necessarily being multi-sport athletes, but just hockey. Is there a balance, and did the Hughes family find that balance?
We did. And again, we were running around, and they all played spring hockey. And there were weekends where the kids played 21 games. You know, they all went to the finals, and they all played 7 games on a weekend, and we'd be shot on Sunday night. But all of our kids played multi-sports. They did cross country, where they would line up with 200 kids, and they would run through the woods. They did track and field. They played lacrosse. They all put a baseball uniform on. They all water ski. They wakeboard. They play golf. Jack played baseball for several years, and he was very good at it. I'll never forget, he played 85 games in the OMHA, and he went to the All-Ontarios, and he was in the batting cage the following morning. He came home and said, "My rib cage and my groin is so sore." And Ellen and I looked at each other. You know, he just played 85 hockey games, but it's different muscle groups. And so we always thought about raising our kids as athletes, not as hockey players. And we always believed on getting away to the lake at least for 25, 30 days, if we could, just to decompress. When they were real little, they'd be chasing frogs and catching fish and tubing. But to get away from the rink and just decompress and allow their brain to expand, to be kids, I think it's so important, the process of getting kids out of their boots, out of the ranks, and let them just be kids. I do believe it's a 10 and a half month sport, but it's not a 12 month sport. So I hope I answered the question, guys.
No, you did, and I think you know, everyone comes and speaks from a different position, but I think we're learning.
And he's a good one.
Yeah, we're learning in Vancouver. You know how your kids and how successful they have been. You know, we have Todd Bertuzzi on the show, and he says he's gotten to know your family very well. He says the same thing about his son Tag. At some point, it's almost like those who are around the game understand it can't always be about the game. Is that fair?
Well, that, and then, you know, they may not be as successful in some of those other sports, but they've got to get to know their own skin. They've got to go into strange environments with kids that they don't know and learn and navigate and be advocates for themselves and learn how to maneuver. And you know, maybe it's third base, maybe it's left field, maybe it's, you know, catcher or pitcher, and or different sports in lacrosse and different coaches and different messages. And there's a lot of mental toughness things that go along with being a multi-sport athlete. Probably the greatest sport for me, and I always loved it, and would be the cross country when they would play for it. I call it the counties, the boards in Ontario, which they line up 250 kids and with 200 kids, and they go into the woods, and they come out, and there's winners. There's first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. And the worse the weather, the better for my kids. If it was cold, great, you got an edge. If it was muddy, great. You know, if the environment was going to be difficult, better for the Hughes kids. And we try to coach that into our kids where they would embrace obstacles and how to overcome them. So I always enjoyed it. I enjoyed the cross country more so than any hockey game, because it was an individual sport, and you just line up and find out who wins.
Jim, the pressure for first-round picks in the NHL these days to make it is incredible, because there's so many teams, and you really can't miss out on your first-round picks. You got to nail them. But in a Canadian market, you know, Jim, it's the pressure on these kids in a Canadian market is tenfold than, say, Carolina or Los Angeles or Florida. And you know what's happening with Olli Juolevi in this market, a defenseman as well. But it seems like Quinn is prepared for that, ready for that. Have you talked to him about a Canadian market? Because you've been to Toronto with the Maple Leafs.
Well, it's not even something that we talked about. Of course we talked about it, but we lived there for so long. We were there for 11 years. I mean, our kids would go to Marley games. They'd go to OHL games. They obviously went to Leaf games. William Nylander lived in our home for a month. I mean, they've been so around the game, they understand the Canadian market. They certainly understood the Toronto market, the pressures, the intensity, the culture that goes along with it. Quite frankly, we loved it. We loved the culture. We would have my wife would have pizza over, and the kids would be watching Hockey Night in Canada. They'd be down in the basement. And, you know, now that we live in Detroit, we probably miss a little bit of that. It's cutting edge. And I think, you know, after Quinn's name was called, I think I said it to someone publicly that if you want to be a hockey player, go to a Canadian market. I think Quinton 1,000% feels that way. I think he's excited about a Canadian market. And do I think he's ready? Of course. But it's not a culture shock for Quinn, because he's lived it. I mean, I started with Fergie, then I quickly had Cliff, then we had Berkey, and then we had Nonis, and then we had Shanahan. So he has seen a lot, and our kids from a distance watched closely. And, you know, to be in an original six team or to be in a Canadian market, I believe is special, and I think he realizes that.
Boy, that's a lot of influence on personality. Brian Burke and Cliff Fletcher and yeah. Brendan Shanahan. I mean, now I see where the personality comes, not just from his dad there, Jim.
Yeah, well, it was a wonderful 11 years for our kids there. Once Jack decided to go to the NTDP, you know, we moved the family closer to where Quinn was. Quinn's first 2 years at the program, he lived with Keith Tkachuk and Brady. And so he had two wonderful years before he got to the University of Michigan. Now Jack is at the program. We took on Alfie Turcotte's son, Alex, and he lives with our family in Michigan. So Jack and Alex play together at the program, and Lukey is playing for Patrick Stefan and Brian Smolinski. Those are his two coaches at Little Caesars. And Smoke,
that's right,
can't say enough about the city of Vancouver. He just raves about it. And so we hear so many great things about Vancouver. One of my colleagues, Klaus Elefalk, has represented the Twins since they've been 15 years old. And so, you know, Vancouver is home to the Twins, and obviously Klaus raves about Vancouver as well.
Jim, we cannot let you go with asking you about John Tavares. Where is he going to end up?
That is undisclosed.
Ah, come on!
And, you know, I spoke to Pat late last night, but it'll be interesting. I know it's been an intense week for our group, and I think they sat in on a lot of impressive meetings. Let's wait and see.
Hey, Jim, thanks for calming us down. You heard us yelling at each other before we welcomed you to the show. I think fans are great to get the father's insight on the draft pick who is coming here. And we know you said you just dropped Quinn off at the airport. There'll be a lot of eyes on what he's doing, and we look forward to watching him grow as a human being and a hockey player here in Vancouver.
By the way, we have Jet Wu as well, and he's a wonderful kid, high character and hard to play against. And he's a pleasure, and you guys are going to enjoy him as well today.
Hey, Jim, real quick before we let you go, from a dad standpoint, and we've got Quinn coming into town. Quentin or Quinn? What's the family call him?
Quinn, Q, and Six.
Q or Six?
Yeah, that was his number at the program, and people used to call him Six.
Oh, Six. Yeah, I remember.
But he goes by Quinn, and he goes by Q.
All right, Q. I like Q. That could work. Thanks, Jim. Happy Canada Day. You're kind of, with all this time you guys spent near north of the border, you're kind of an honorary Canuck here, and you're going to be spending a whole lot more. So
thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
Thank you. That's Jim Hughes, Q's dad.
Yeah, we'll go with Q. We're going to be able to pull it up with Q. Next time we call him, we'll get Q on. Q or Six.
Sportsnet 650.